The Gospels according to love. Audio, Luke chapter 21, the fall of the temple, April 8, 2005. Jesus looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. He saw also a certain poor widow casting in her two mites. Jesus said, "Of the truth I say to you, that this poor widow has cast in more than all of the rich. For all these have of their abundance cast into the offers of love. She of her penny has cast in all the living that she has." Some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned of considerable stones and gifts. Jesus says, "As for those things you behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone turned upon the other." They asked Jesus, saying, "Master, when will these things be? What sign will there be when these things are to happen?" Jesus answered, "Take heed that you are not deceived. Many shall come in my name, stating, 'I am Christ.' The time draws near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and commotion, do not be terrified. These things must happen, for the end is not yet come." Then Jesus said to them, "Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Great earthquakes shall be in various places, and famines and pestilence. Fearful sights and great signs there shall be from heaven. Before all these, they shall lay their hands upon you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into the prisons. You will be brought before the kings and rulers, all for my name's sake, and it shall turn into a testimony. Settle it in your hearts not to me. Meditate before the time you shall answer. I will give to you knowing words that all your adversaries will not be able to disclaim or resist. You will be betrayed by both parents and brethren, kinfolk and friends. Some of you they will put to death. You will become hated by all for my name's sake. Know that not a hair of your head will perish. In being steadfast, you will find life. In your patience, you possess your soul. When you see Jerusalem encompassed with armies, then know the desolation thereof is close. Let the ones who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those that are in the midst of it depart out. Let the ones that are in the country enter into Jerusalem. These are the days of vengeance, that all things written be fulfilled. Woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck. In those days there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath will be upon your people. They shall fall to the edge of the sword, be led away captive to all nations, until the times of the Gentiles becomes fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. Upon the earth all nations will agonize and become bewildered as to why the sea and the waves are roaring, hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things that are coming on earth. Yea, even the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Love coming in a cloud with power and glory. When these things begin to happen, then look up. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near." Jesus spoke to them a parable. "Behold, the fig tree and all the trees, they now shoot forth. You see and know yourselves that summer is close at hand. Likewise, when you see these things happen, you know that the kingdom of love is at hand. I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all this becomes fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but love's words are forever. Take heed to your heart, lest at any time you become pressed upon with indulgence and drunkenness and cares of this world. Beware, lest that the day comes upon you unexpectedly. As a snare, it comes on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. You must watch and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that will happen, to stand before the Son of Love. In the daytime, Jesus was teaching in the temple. Each night he went out and dwelt in the Mount of Olives. All the people came out to the temple early in the morning to hear Jesus teach.